Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights. My name is Allison Klein. I'm delighted to be joined by Susan James, Head of Products for Network Virtualization Infrastructure at Ericsson. Welcome, Susan.
Thank you very much.
So, Susan, Ericsson is a huge leader in terms of network infrastructure, especially as it relates to the large networks that connect our world. Can you tell me a little bit about what it means to be the head of product lines for network virtualization infrastructure at Ericsson and how that fits into Ericsson's broader strategy in this space?
Well, I think this is a really exciting area. Within Ericsson, essentially we're providing the infrastructure for carriers as they go from their journey of how they typically deploy their networks to being virtualized. And as we do virtualization, of course, the networks become more complex. But the requirements on that only increase in doing this in a better way. We provide hardware platforms, we provide the virtualization layer and some of the support functions around that for operators to be able to do this. And no one noticed that we're making a huge transition as they move their applications or their network functions into a virtualized environment.
Can you give me a sense of what type of scope and scale Ericsson infrastructure connects to today? And how this will change the way that they are served with networking services in the future?
Well, I think Ericsson is pretty much in part of any communications network around the world in one way or another. We're talking about being involved in billions of connections across the world, whether that be through mobile broadband, whether it be through voice connections, whether it be through consuming media. The shift for operators is to provide their services to people in a way that they want to consume services that they consume over the internet. So, you know, your expectations as a consumer have changed enormously over the last 5 to 10 years, where you can log on to Amazon and order a book, know that it's been ordered and track the way it's coming to your home. When you want to get a new phone subscription or you want to change something, your expectation is that you can go online, make those changes and have those things happen. And of course, that's been a huge journey for operators to make all of those back-end connections happen in a much more automated way. And to be able to make that kind of transition in their business, virtualization becomes a necessity in being able to create these chains of events that need to happen to make these services consumed in the way that us as individuals are looking forward going forward.
What is the approach that you're seeing service providers take? Are there specific beachhead use cases that are emerging, or do they really differ from service provider to service provider?
One of the most common approaches that we see right now is most operators want to take a fairly secure path forward, and then they're looking for one vendor to take the lead for them. Part of this journey is all about being open, being able to use, you know, multi-vendors and having a very open environment. But part of that journey is having someone with experience to hold their hand through this journey, because understanding all those steps, understanding what's important to make this happen. The first part is, of course, to get one network function virtualized and up and running on an infrastructure. So we see them going in with something like an EPC, for example, where they can add it to an existing infrastructure and use that virtualized packet gateway to scale up capacity or move capacity as required. We also see a trend with IMS coming in as early virtualized networks, given that voice over LTE is something that all operators need to have support for as we go forward with LTE. What they can do is, for operators that haven't moved as fast with voice over LTE, they can jump the native installations and go directly to a virtualized IMS. So they sort of skip one step from that perspective. So I see those applications going early, and I see at least a big chunk of service providers saying, I'm going to start with one vendor, and that may include a number of multi-vendor components, but I'm going to have one person responsible for providing that for me. And then I will add additional network functions as a second step. You also have the other end where some of the bigger operators have said, I want to, from the start, be very clear about, I want to have one set of vendors in the hardware space, one set of vendors in the virtualization space, and different network functions from different vendors. But that requires a really high degree of competence within the service provider to be able to manage that kind of project. that won't be a common way for the bulk of the service providers across the world to go. But it is also something that we see in a number of instances that we're involved with there as well.
Where do you see the next 12 months evolving in terms of this transition? And what do you see that you're most excited about in terms of engagement with service providers?
Really, I would say we're at that cusp where it goes from being something that's about to happen to it is happening now. You know, we have live networks in place this year. Early networks start to expand. The next wave of operators that have been doing trials or thinking about how they're going to really making concrete plans of how they're planning to dive into execution of this. So it really is that wave now of first uptake. As service providers go forward, they recognize the need for really transforming the way they serve their customer base. And unless they make this move, not just to virtualization, but to really cloud-native applications going forward, they won't be able to realize the kind of flexibility in their business going forward until they make that transition.
You know, one thing that I noted at Mobile World Congress earlier this year is the speed that open standards and interoperability work seems to be moving towards that end. Can you talk a little bit about Ericsson's view on that and where you think the state of standards are to fulfill this entire vision?
We did some joint blogs with Intel and Ericsson in the lead up to the OPNFV conference in June. And I really see that the bodies like OPNFV, where we get the different players in place, whether they be vendors, whether they be different technology providers, whether they be service providers, in a room where we start to take discussions about what's important and these sorts of things, it really does continue to accelerate the progress that we have. As we shift more and more to open source, this joint collaboration then has to happen on the development side in the development of the open source. So you get inherently more commonality from a product's perspective, given that a lot of the products are then based on open source. But then you have the communities like OPNFV where you have the environment there to bring your product and do the interoperability testing before we have to go into customer networks. So I think it's very much an evolution of the way the IT industry has worked in the past with open source, but also an evolution of the way the telecom industry worked with standardization. And I think as we move into this sort of combination of open source and standardization, we will see, again, an acceleration in how technology is developed and taken into network. We still need to do that standardization work because you, of course, need a blueprint to work towards. But I think having this common development pool of resources that then we then base products on also gives it a much faster technology cycle than what we've had previously.
Final question for you. If folks want to find out more about what Ericsson is delivering in this space and engage with Ericsson on evaluations or trials or even deployments, where would you send them for more information?
The best place, of course, is ericsson.com. There is a number of different blogs and resources that we have there. We have a cloud blog. And then either go to the cloud page or the relevant blogs that they're looking at on ericsson.com.
Fantastic. Well, thanks so much for being on the program today. It was a real pleasure.
Thank you very much.